leadership level that makes it possible to do all of the programming that we do. Let's give a quick round of applause to the also, the Intercollegiate Studies Institute and the Heritage Foundation have also supported fellowships for this meeting, so I'd like to thank ISI and Heritage. And then lastly, a special thanks are due to the Fund for American Studies, the Ashbrook Center, the Heartland Institute, and John Thomas for their support of the anniversary reception tomorrow evening. So I'd like to thank them now for that support. This extra money that we receive from the donors, I primarily helps us bring young people to the meetings as fellows. And so we've awarded 16 Philadelphia Society fellowships for this meeting to graduate students and young professionals. In addition, we're pleased to welcome 9 student fellows sponsored by Hillsdale College, 1 John Jay Fellow, whose attendance has been sponsored by Michael Maybach, 3 students sponsored by Morton Blackwell, and students sponsored respectively by members Diana Denman, John Utley, and Hal Hayward. So thanks to all of these supporters, but also thanks to all of the fellowship recipients. And if they could all stand, please. They're the future, so thanks for being here. And, you know, we love bringing the young people here to mix with some of the not so young. And it's actually, it's hard to believe, but not far from here, 55 years ago, February 26th to 27th, 1965, at the Sheraton, Chicago, was the very first annual meeting of the Philadelphia Society. It had a stellar lineup that included speakers Milton Friedman, Sir Anthony Fisher, Frank Meyer, Russell Kirk, Glenn Campbell of the Hoover Institution, so many others. And among the attendees in the audience included folks like Pierre Goodrich, Nobel laureate Ron Coase, and in addition to that, a number of members who are actually in the room tonight, who were very, very young at the time. Jameson Campaign, Alf Regnery, Howard Sedgermark, David Sturer, Carl Zebarth. I'm not sure if I mentioned anyone else who's in the room, but if all of those members who were at that initial meeting in 1965 could please stand up, we'd love to acknowledge that. And Ed Fuller tells me that although he was the treasurer of the Heritage Foundation, he was at the Lyndon School of Economics and had to miss that meeting. We're pleased tonight to be able to present the Leonard P. Liggio Memorial Fellowship Award. Leonard, as most of you know, was a distinguished member of the Philadelphia Society and past president. The Society presents the Liggio Memorial Fellowship annually to a young scholar who is following in Leonard's footsteps by actively contributing to the discipline of history or is otherwise advancing our understanding of classical liberal thought, especially as it is informed by history, law, or political economy and the Christian tradition. I'm pleased to present the 2019 Leonard P. Liggio Memorial Fellowship Award to Dr. Sarah Henery, and I'd like for her to please join me. We never miss a good photo op. Sarah is currently an associate professor of political science at Missouri State University. She completed her PhD at the University of Virginia in 2010 and has held visiting positions at Princeton's James Madison Program, Wake Forest, and UVA's Program on the Constitutionalism and Democracy. Her research focuses on early modern and American political thought and literature and politics. The central figures of her published and current scholarship are John Locke, Alexis de Tocqueville, Anthony Trollope, and Raymond Aron. Its central themes include equality and inequality, liberalism, nature and convention, and American exceptionalism. In addition to producing traditional scholarship, she was written for such publications as Modern Age, The American Conservative, and The Millions. We're pleased to recognize Sarah Henry as the 2019 Leonard B. Liggio Memorial Fellow. Congratulations, Sarah. We need to do an invocation. Can we please, let's see, who's, Timothy Casper from Hillsdale College, if you could please, and Tim's already here.
Sorry.